The control center for much of California's electric transmission is located in a town called Folsom, in the heart of the state's Central Valley, not far from Sacramento. That's where decisions are made and buttons are pushed to send electricity from point to point, and when supplies are too low, to order what are called rolling blackouts. It's the headquarters of what is called the Independent System Operator, or ISO. NPR's John McChesney went to Folsom earlier this week and filed this report.
From the outside, ISO headquarters doesn't look like the vortex of California's electricity crisis. The low-slung white building looks like the average wing of a modern shopping center here on the outskirts of Folsom. And inside, things appear to be calm. No alarm bells, no flashing strobe lights. Only a notice posted on the entrance door tells you that anything is out of the ordinary. It says that California is in a Stage 3 alert and that rolling blackouts are a possibility. A 160-foot wall curves around one side of the room where dozens of red lights, and a few green ones, are connected by a lacework of thin red lines. This is the electric grid, all the transmission lines that connect hydroelectric dams, gas-fired generators, and windmill farms to the electric utilities that deliver power to homes and businesses across 124,000 square miles of California. Ed Riley, a big man sporting a small gold earring, is director of grid operations.
Red light is a good thing to dispatcher. It means all the circuit breakers are closed. That's what we're looking at on the diagram board right here. All of those red lights are the circuit breakers on the 500 system all the way from British Columbia Hydro in Canada down through Washington, Oregon, all through California into southern Nevada, Arizona, and then into New Mexico.
Those red lights, for closed circuits, mean that electricity is flowing from those facilities. In front of the big wall are dozens of computer workstations manned by dispatchers who route electricity across the American West. Today, even though the state is in a Stage 3 emergency, no rolling blackouts are scheduled. There are a number of conversations going on around some of the workstations. Riley says if there were going to be blackouts, the room would be cleared of any bystanders.
In a Stage 3 with rolling blackouts, we get really focused on what we're doing because you're already in a very bad situation, and if you make a mistake, you could be making the situation a whole lot worse really quick.
For many Californians, it's already hard to imagine how things could be any worse. But for ISO's Jim Detmers, it's not hard to imagine at all. Detmers points out that California's electric demand has grown by the equivalent of the output of one large nuclear power plant each year for the past 5 years. And Detmers insists that California hasn't built enough generating capacity to keep up. But Detmers goes on to point out that there are other serious problems as well. Problem number one, California imports 20% of its power from surrounding areas, but those areas are having their own supply problems. Problem number two, not enough rainfall. And problem number three, something called Path 15. Detmer stands in front of a California map and points to some power lines in the center of the state.
What I'm describing is what occurs here at Path 15. South of an area here, down very near Fresno, there's a location where the 500,000-volt system only has two transmission circuits. Just north of here, there are three.
And just south of that point, there are three as well. What we're looking at is a bottleneck, like a three-lane highway being squeezed down to two lanes. At this crucial link between northern and southern California, the pipe is just not big enough. Today, there's a surplus of power in the south that the north needs, but ISO can't get all that power through the bottleneck. Why is that gap there at all?
That's the long story here. And whose responsibility should that have been to actually build that facility? I don't know exactly how to put this, but it's not a matter of who should have done this, but what are we going to do now?
Even if it were decided tomorrow to build the needed third transmission line, Detmer says it will be 2 years before it could be completed. And then there's the problem with California's imports. The Pacific Northwest doesn't have enough power to spare to send down to California. Why? Rapid growth in demand there as well, and not enough water behind the dams, partly because so much water was dumped to supply California's electric needs last summer. As strange as it may sound, it has to rain to keep the lights on. 70% of Northern California's power comes from hydroelectric, and there's not enough water behind California's dams because of abnormally low rainfall so far this year.
And so without looking forward here to deal with this constraint, we're going to have a very serious condition on our hands come this summer.
A lot of those red lights on the ISO control board could turn green. And in the topsy-turvy world of California's energy crisis, green means trouble. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.